Every Friday at this time, film critic and the host of the podcast Last Call with Richard Krause, Richard Krause, joins us to rule on the pop culture stories taking center stage in the court of public opinion.
Order in the entertainment court. Let's get judgy.
Court is now in session.
Judge Krause.
Hey, how are you?
Happy Friday. Looking forward.
I'm so excited to see the end of this week. I can't tell you.
We'll get to entertainment court. Do you need us to a little therapy? We 150 an hour for a friend.
You know what? It's been a great week. It's just been a very long week.
Yes. Okay. The weekend is nigh. Thanks for making time for entertainment court. Richard Krause, what is our first case?
Okay, the first case involves comedian Dave Chappelle. He's been in the news a great deal because of his Netflix special, The Closer. There was a lot of controversy around some of the jokes that he told on that that special, but we're not really here to talk about that so much. It's part of the story, but it's not the entire story. What we're here to talk about is that he has decided not to allow his former high school's theater venue to bear his name. So he gave $100,000 to this high school, and this high school was very important to him. He said, I used to skip school and I'd hide in this theater when I needed just to get away. It was a real place of safety for him. But he says because of the controversy around the jokes and the that swirls around online about him, he says, I do not want to distract students at the high school from focusing on art. So my question to you is, should we just then abandon the practice of naming institutions after famous people, comedians, politicians, whoever? What do you say?
No, absolutely not. I have no problem with institutions of any kind being named after individuals. What I will say is that if something comes to light later on that requires a name change, we need to be open-minded to doing so. We know that Toronto Metropolitan University here in Toronto is a prime example of exactly what I just said there. But no, I think for people who have been significant contributors, if others wish to honor that individual, and in this case, they are agreeable to that, throw their name up there. If you have to correct it later, correct it later.
I think I present a good counterpoint by using Scott's point, Judge Krause, in that you shouldn't have to change it later, so don't do it in the first place. Toronto Metropolitan University will never have to change its name unless Toronto or Metropolitan or University becomes controversial. I feel like Dave Chappelle's saying, take my name out of your mouth, and I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I agree with you, Rashmi. So last year, the San Francisco Board of Education voted to rename 44 of its schools named after prominent figures in an attempt to purge the district of homages to what it said were controversial people with ties to racism, sexism, or slavery. So I say, why name buildings after people living or dead? No schools, no streets, no courthouses, no fountains. Just stop it. Unfortunately, we'll end up with boring names like the Ryerson rebrand you just talked about, the Toronto Metropolitan University, or the what would formerly have been the Dave Chappelle School is now going to be called the Theater for Artistic Freedom and Expression. It's a nice idea, but a terrible name, I think. but that way, if we just name, we just give these institutions regular names, we won't be saddled with the entire life history of the person the building is supposed to commemorate. And in terms of philanthropy, the real reward here should be the good feeling that you get from making the donation, not having your name plastered above the front door. A gift is a gift, and that is my verdict.
All right,
so
Judge Krause.
Students, the long hours here oddly prepared him for what he would face once he left high school.
My eyes were open to the potential of what art could do. And when I look at these kids, it reminds me of like what I did, why I did what I did in the first place, as far as pursuing art.
That's Dave Chappelle, but we needed a gavel sound effects, Mark Tang. Yeah, Mark's new to entertainment court, Judge Krause. Don't throw him
and
at
it's
this
a very
yet.
Complicated system here we have, I know.
He's our bull. He's our bull. He's doing great.
All right, Judge Krause, I'm going to try to bounce back here. I'm going to try to bounce back and get you on my side of the court. What's our next case?
Okay, so four paragraphs into the opening of GQ's new Brad Pitt cover story, Brad Pitt says, you know what? I'm kind of eyeing the end of my career. He says, and I quote, I consider myself to be on my last leg, the last semester or trimester. What's this section going to be and how do I want to design that? And so he is saying that he's thinking about retiring from the screen. He'll still produce movies. Not everyone agrees. Quentin Tarantino says, listen, he's one of the last remaining big screen movie stars. I don't want him to retire. What do you say? Do we want Brad Pitt to step away from the screen?
Yeah, man, he said this before. So what's taking you so long, Brad? He said this before, didn't he? He said he was only going to focus on directing years ago. I remember him saying this. And back then, I grieved no more Brad Pitt on the big screen. And then he came back, and I haven't seen anything he's done because I grieved him. Bye-bye, Brad.
Mm. Why should he ever have to retire? And I don't know why he muses about it so much. He's 58 years old. Dude, you're not done yet. You're not done yet. Ask Clint Eastwood. There's a ways to go here.
Matthew's a woman.
Jack Nicholson. Well, Jack Nicholson was working well into his 70s. I know he's stepped away now. This is a really weird thing that Brad Pitt keeps coming back to, Judge Krause, because quite frankly, it should be years and years and years away. No, he's not going to retire anytime soon, and no, we won't permit him to do so.
Well, he clearly loves acting. Here's a clip of him talking about acting.
Listen, I love our communities. I love our community so much. It's been amazing to me. I've met so many amazing people along the way. Each of us in this room, you know, we know pain, we know loneliness, we bring that to the screen. We know moments of grace, we've had moments of wisdom, we bring that to the screen. We've all had a laugh at our ridiculousness, and we know funny, and we bring that to the screen. And damn, I think that's a worthy endeavor.
So that was Brad Pitt talking about how much he loves acting, and yet he's saying he's thinking about retiring. Here's my verdict. I'm a fan of Brad Pitt. I like his movies. I think he's got great screen presence, and he's a cool guy. But I like the idea of always leaving the audience wanting more. There's nothing sadder than stars that overstay their welcome. So if he does retire, he'll continue to create off-screen, so he won't disappear completely. But I like how Johnny Carson did it. After decades at the top of his game, he said goodbye. And he was gone, never to return, except for maybe a quick hit with Letterman every now and again. Ditto for Gene Hackman. One last film and poof, he just disappeared, leaving us with amazing films and great memories. That's my verdict.
All right, Judge Krause. I'm wondering, is Gene Hackman still alive? You just made...
Gene Hackman. 90 or 91,
he
isn't he?
That's great.
Yeah.
No, that's great. He did just disappear. Oh. What's our next case, Judge?
Okay, so I've got some audio for this one. Let's just hit clip number three, Mark.
Kraft macaroni and cheese dinner. Fresh cooked macaroni with Kraft grated. Imagine the taste of Kraft's famous cheddar in lunch that's a nickel a serving. So easy to fix. Almost as easy as boiling water.
Kraft macaroni and cheese is changing its name after 85 years. So it's meant, the new name is just Kraft mac and cheese, which is meant to reflect the way fans organically talk about the brand. My question is Kraft ruining our collective childhoods by changing the name of a beloved comfort food?
Oh, I'm just thinking of throwing that slice of butter and the orange powder onto the already boiled noodles. No, they're not ruining it at all. There's nothing in a name. If it tastes the same, I'll remember it for how it was and enjoy it today.
As long as it still keeps cheese in there, because it's got to be somewhat real, right? I need the cheese. Yep. Who cares about the aroni?
Okay, here's my verdict. Do not change the name. I know that the only constant in the world is change, but our world is changing so much, so fast, it's making people's heads spin. Kraft macaroni and cheese is comfort food. It evokes nostalgia. And during the pandemic, what did we lean into to make ourselves feel better? Nostalgia. We binged Frasier and Seinfeld. We listened to classic rock and we ate Kraft macaroni and cheese. It's one of life's great constants and must never change. That is my verdict.
Judge Krause, your weekend is here and you've been waiting for it. Have a
thanks
wonderful
so much for having
well deserved. Thank you so much. Happy weekend.
All right, Richard Krause back for Entertainment Court at 4:05 next Friday.